This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want you to know that releasing your past brings about transformation. One thing that can keep us from real transformation is holding on too long to our past. It is the subtle berating of oneself. If only I had made different choices. If only I could take back my words. A new year may prompt you to claim, this is my year. I am ready to leave the past in the past. Yet something triggers you to recall a past event, and without even realizing it, you're back to carrying those invisible bags of shame, guilt, and inadequacy. When I turn to the scriptures, I look at Peter's life. We know that Peter denied Christ and experienced horrible shame and guilt for his actions. But here's the key. Peter didn't stay in this place. He learned to trust God evermore, and he didn't allow his past actions to hinder who he was to become. In fact, Act 5 tells us how the sick were carried out into the streets and left on cots so that when Peter walked by, at least his shadow might fall upon them and heal them. Imagine that. After all that Peter had done, denying Christ, cutting off a man's ear, the Holy Spirit still enveloped Peter such that his very shadow could produce healing. So today, release your past, trust God evermore, and know that the Holy Spirit will guide and equip you to become all that God has called you to be. And as you reflect on that, remember these words, I alone will blot out your sins for my own sake and will never think of them again. Isaiah 43:25. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel. So today, release it.